It is bad to fight. It is worse to fight and lose. Those words were on the back of a t-shirt for martial arts. And it's good phrasing that sums up a philosophy that you don't go out and look for a fight. You aren't out to be a bully. But the truth of the matter is, a fight will come to you sooner or later, and you should be prepared to win it. For the confirmands today, they have many fights ahead of them, just as all of you do. And not all of them will be good fights. You can be a rebel without a cause to fight for the sake of fighting. If you have a few young kids, you probably experienced their fighting for no purpose on the way to church this morning. You know, come the teenage years, instead of fighting with brothers and sisters, it'll be with the parents, seeking new boundaries and testing parents' wisdom and patience. Why do I have to be home at 10 p.m.? Why can't I go there and do that? Why should I? What are you going to do? Stop me? And at work or in the extended family, the tribe, if you will, conflicts will exist there too. Maybe even fights. Today, in our scripture, we are told to fight the good fight of faith. It is a good fight. It has a noble purpose. And it isn't to test the boundaries or bicker with your brother. It's the right fight. It's the fight to keep the faith. Now, you don't go out and seek battles. You don't fly into the face of temptation to see if you can withstand the onslaught of sin. You don't seek to fight with those who say that there is no God or those who say that there are many pathways to an afterlife. You don't need to seek them out because they will come to you. And the fight to keep the faith will come to you. The fight is this continual striving to keep the faith with intensity and effort. And it is to take hold of eternal life to which God has called you and not let go of it. In the Greek, that phrase, take hold of, has the same meaning to arrest, like a police officer arresting you. You take custody of this gift of eternal life and you do not let go of it out of your sight. Jesus won it for you and he gives it to you. Keep it. Keep it. You know, I don't know if we talk about the good fight enough. Truth is, many of us would rather not. The temptation is great to slink away from a fight instead of engaging in one. Is there really anything worth fighting for? And the answer is yes. The truth of God is worth the fight. The gospel is worth the fight. Keeping faith in Jesus as the Messiah is worth the fight. And if we do not fight for it, then false doctrine, lies about God, lies about ourselves, and the devil creep in attempting to gain ground on our God-given faith. There are things worth fighting for. Keeping your faith in Jesus is certainly worth it. Have we ever failed in the good fight? You bet we have. Whenever we take 1 ounce of credit for our salvation, we have a lost battle. Whenever the world imprints its passions upon us and God doesn't matter most, that is a lost battle. And the devil is so good at bringing the fight to your front door. He even takes good things, blessings from God, and he sets them up as idols to be the focus of our worship instead of him, instead of God. When something, anything else, takes priority over God, it becomes an object of worship. Whether it is sports or a sports car, siblings or a spouse, 15 minutes of fame or hours of me worshiping creation rather than the Creator. You know, when we lose our connection to Christ, to double down our efforts for the things of this world, when we do not strive to keep God first place in our lives, that is a battle lost. Jesus says this in Matthew 10. He says, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. We must fight the good fight to keep God number one. In weakness, we may try to put God in the back seat of our lives so that instead of God driving our passions and our life, instead he just becomes a footnote. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we fail, we place our sin before our Savior. We ask for his forgiveness. And in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, you are forgiven. And it is not for us to doubt it or reject it, but just fully rely on Jesus for the forgiveness of sins and for life eternal. See Jesus. See how he fought for you. He lived a perfect life in a sinful world. The King of Kings was put on the cross as a criminal. Mockery and ridicule for being our Redeemer was proclaimed to his face while in bitter agony and pain. But he fought and he won. And every one of our fails, he paid for and forgives the repentant. But he doesn't leave you alone on the battlefield. He gives you a new life in him. And we are given renewed vigor to fight the good fight. Keep this before your eyes too as the fight comes to the doorstep of your soul. In Hebrews 12, it says this, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." It says, it continues, it says, "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men." And the question might be, why in the world would we do that? Well, it says this, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Fight the good fight of faith. The word agony comes from the Greek word fight, and it won't be easy. It will wear on you. This is agony, yet keep the faith. Take hold of eternal life to which he has called you, which you confess before the presence of many witnesses. It's the fight of all believers. Some of the last words that we have of the Apostle Paul are these in 2 Timothy 4. He says, "The time has come for my departure." He's talking there about it. His life is coming to a close. "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Throughout your days, all the way to the very end, fight the good fight of faith, like you said that you would. Keep the faith. God has called us to eternal life. Take hold of it. Amen. And now may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.